All right, that's enough Depeche Mode. That's quite enough. Thank you very much. I really don't like that song. I don't really like that. I don't like that band. The two, I don't know. I just don't like them anymore. They're too Depeche Mode. So enough of the Depeche Mode. And now for some real stuff. Here's some Revolting Cocks.
We'll be right back. This is WUJC 88.7 FM, University Heights.
If only babies came with instructions, they'd all be loved and nurtured, cherished and protected, and thousands of them could be saved every year from choking, suffocating, or other breathing emergencies, because the instruction tag would simply say, "Please learn American Red Cross Infant and Child CPR." American Red Cross, we help you help others.
You know, all this stuff about coke and crack, it's bull, man. They're trying to scare us the way they used to scare my folks about pot.
You know anybody who's done crack?
You're listening to Straight Talk about crack.
Yeah, I know a few people. I mean, what's the difference?
Are you nuts?
Yeah, I know someone.
Yeah, and he died the first time, right?
Hey, listen to him.
No, man. He's alive. He does crack.
So?
So that's what he does. He does crack. Period.
Man, that's just one guy.
No. I know three people who are addicts in one school.
I know a girl who does crack. You know what she said? She says nobody does crack once. You do it, and you want more and more and more.
Yeah. That wouldn't happen to me.
If you're thinking of snorting coke or smoking crack, ask some hard questions. Get some straight answers. Brought to you by the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hey, Mom. Mom.
Don't point now, Bobby.
Look at that man over there. He's got thick glasses.
Yeah, he does.
Can't they see to eat without them?
I guess not.
In this world, there are many types of disabilities.
Hey, Mom. Look. What's that lady got in her ear?
That's a hearing aid, honey.
Some disabilities are so commonplace, we barely notice them.
Oh, here comes your father. We can order now.
Dad!
Hey, sport, you hungry?
Can I have a ride in your wheelchair, Dad?
Well, how about we eat first, okay?
But everyone with a disability has one thing in common. They don't want special treatment. They just want equal treatment.
Hey, Dad, what are those people doing with their hands?
Oh, that's sign language, son. They're talking.
That's why every year, Easter Seals helps over 1 million people overcome the limitations of their disabilities so they can get on with their lives.
Dad, if I know sign language, could I talk with my mouth full?
Bobby.
Give the power to overcome. Give to Easter Seals.
Hello, my brothers and sisters in rock and roll. Do you get into Axe Masters and other guitar slingers? Well, if you do, I got something you just might dig. It's a thing I call Kick Out the Jams. I do it Saturdays here on UJC. Hard rock, guitar rock, power rock, heavy metal. You know what I'm talking about. We start Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and we go until 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. 4 hours of the hard and heavyweights. It's called Kick Out the Jams because that's exactly what I do every Saturday, 9 until 1, here on WUJC. Oh, that's 88.7 on the Richter scale.
And good morning. The time is 11:03, and you're listening to 88.7
WUJC. Oh,
yes.
That's
80.
Oh, we already said that.
8.7.
On the
Richter
scale. Hard rock.
Guitar rock.
Modern rock.
You name it, we play it.
Weird rock.
Okay, how about some PSAs? There you go.
Contra Dance, Friday, August 24th, 1990. First Unitarian Church of Cleveland. The address is 21600. That's 21600. Shaker Boulevard in Shaker Heights. This dance will be a benefit for Amnesty International. Amnesty International is a worldwide human rights organization. There's a band there. It's called Money in Your Eye. Admission is $4. Great refreshments will be served. So call 283-7824 for more information.
Okay, what's our next one? I'm playing this record backwards because it sounds cool backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And this is a PSA From the city of Cleveland Heights is the Country Folk and Craft Fest. Join us for some country fun in Cleveland Heights. It's the 8th annual Country Folk and Craft Fest on the lawn of the Recreation Pavilion, Sunday, August 26th. There will be crafters and bluegrass music, pony and hay rides.
So get down.
A pet show, fireworks, and fun for the whole family. That's Sunday, August 26th, 12 to 9 p.m. at the corner of Mayfield and Monticello in Cleveland Heights. Free admission, free parking, the Country Folk and Craft Fest. Okay, what else we got? Where's the one about the mangoes? I want to read that one.
Mango Magic?
Mango Magic.
Amazing mango.
Warm weather tips, power
mealtime
of time.
Magic, many agree.
Getting good auto repairs, then and now. Oh, wait, what's this? To claim a loss of a burned motor vehicle in the city of Cleveland, you must fill out a fire-damaged vehicle report from the Cleveland Fire Department. A message from the Cleveland Fire Department, Greater Cleveland Crime Prevention Committee, at this station.
Okay. Which is 88.7 on the Richter scale.
Okay, where is the Mango Magic?
Some say it's a cross between luscious peaches.
Well, go on, man. So what have you been up to, man?
Meet a mango and make a friend!
Facts from... excuse me. If you're like most Americans, you eat an average of 8 pounds of grapes a year. Luckily, February is a great time to enjoy ripe, luscious California grapes. The Perlettes are the first to be... Hold on a second. You don't answer the phone while I'm on the air.
You dork.
Hang it up. Who is it? Soon followed by the ever-popular Thompson Seedless. Some people prefer to see hard-to-find varieties such as the Emperor and the Sweet Red Globes. Sweet Red Globes.
Yes! What kind of globes?
Sweet red ones. Perhaps you'd like to try Christmas Rose in December, or offer Flame Seedless at your barbecues. Whatever grape you think is the greatest, you may be pleased to know 1990 is a fruitful season. That's really rude.
Sorry. And now here's Gerardo Martinez. Canine heartworm disease.
Okay, it's time to get that cool music in. That Latin Lucy music. Okay, go on.
Okay, canine and heartworm disease. Right. Heartworm disease. Preventable and treatable. Transmitted by mosquito, canine heartworm... Transmitted by mosquito... Canine heartworm disease is a potentially fatal disease of dogs. The most common way to detect heartworm disease... Why do we keep saying heartworm? God... The most common way to detect heartworm disease in its early stages is through a blood test by a veterinarian. Signs of diseased dog owners are most likely to notice include frequent coughing, sluggishness, rapid tiring,
and phlegm,
and labored breathing, along with phlegm, paphlegm. Most dogs can be successfully treated for heartworms if the disease is detected early. The worms are killed with a drug given through a series of carefully administered injections. Although there's no vaccine, there are two ways to prevent the disease. They include periodic small doses of medication that destroy the parasite after it's first attacks the dog. The American Veterinary Medical Association, the AVMA, recommends that you have your dog regularly tested for heartworm disease. Thank you all.
Okay, and Ryan.
Bob just walked in. He went to all last weekend. What does he have to say about it?
Wait, no, wait, no. Don't say it yet.
I won't say it yet. I'll keep you guys in suspense.
Tension builds.
A lot of people don't know this, but alcohol is America's number one drug problem among youth. Alcohol was reported twice as popular among college students as the next leading drug, marijuana, and five times as popular as cocaine. Interested? Call Alcoholism Services of Cleveland Incorporated, the ASOCI, 371-5656 for more information.
That's 371-5656 for more information.
371-5656. Thank you.
Okay, Now, how about some All Report? What's the All Report?
The All Report. I only took one person down there. Only one person was man enough to go with me. So if he's listening, thanks a lot, Dan. Give us a call. No one else. Well, there's a lot of people there. They played in an abandoned factory, which kind of freaked me out. But, you know, what do you expect? They're just all. But it was a great show. Anybody who missed it, I feel really bad for you.
Okay.
You know, really good show.
All?
No, all.
Oh, no. All. Oh, wow.
This one was 1 second.
Yeah, it's like 1 second, 2 seconds.
That's like a regular
show. Yeah, we will be featuring some all later.
Well, actually,
in the
they're
show.
The Descendants, but the Descendants are the cornerstone of all, so. Everyone loves the Descendants.
So why don't you tell me what happened at the concert?
Okay, what happened at the concert? Great show. They played for about an hour and a half. After the show, I was privileged enough to talk to the bassist, Carl Alvarez.
Really?
I tried to steal the license plate off their van, but it didn't come off that easy. So Carl, in compensation, gave me his wristband. It's neon pink, which is one of my favorite colors. I got a pick from the guitarist, and it was a great show. I didn't get an autograph just because I...
Oh, you got one when they were in Cleveland.
I got one here in Cleveland. But it was a great show. I mean, the only show that might even come close to that is Suicidal Tendencies on the 31st. But besides that, it was a great show. I got to tell you, Chad, incredible show.
Incredible?
It was incredible.
What did you go see?
Amazing.
All. All?
Almost speechless. No, all. He can't say anything. It was so cool.
After the concert, I couldn't hear for about 2 hours. Yes, very nice. That I still have ringing in my ears for some reason.
No, that was Chad.
Oh, okay.
So, let me tell you, when All was playing, there was nobody in Cleveland. There was nothing to do.
People, I'm telling you.
People just
everyone
sat.
Was in Erie, Pennsylvania. The concert. Oh.
I went downtown. Man, this is hard to believe. I went to the flats and, like, they were all closed.
I'm telling you.
Everybody was closed.
Gone to Erie, man.
It was all day.
And they were, like, picking their noses wondering.
It was empty. It was empty. Nobody was there. And the people that were there just sat, and they just kind of stared around and looked at each other.
They didn't go at all.
Damn, didn't get a ride to Erie.
Who cares?
And I said, hey, man, they're all in Erie looking at all.
I get the feeling that they're trying to rag on all.
There was nobody operating the
rapid. Hey, no, all. It's cool.
The rapid, huh?
I know, the rapid.
I took a rapid up to Erie, Pennsylvania. That's
It's like when we took the bus, I had to drive it myself. I'm not too good at that. I kept going over curves.
Crashing yet meaningless blow.
Okay, well, we got some all.
We're like pumping everybody up for this now, so
yeah, okay,
we're going to give you a little taste.
Recorder's ready.
For those of you with John Carroll moving in here that have never heard of anything
but
Madonna.
For all you
I just listen to the radio pretty much.
This is radio. This is the only radio.
This is
the only show.
This is a privilege, though.
On the Richter scale, that is.
Hard rock.
Slash rock.
You know what I'm talking about.
All?
No! All!
Okay.
Well, we do this.
Listen.
4 hours of hard and
what?
Kick out the jams.
Okay, here we go.
Exactly what I do.
Listen very much.
All right, let's all have a moment of silence while I play this.
Cross yourselves.
Get ready for all.
All?
No! All! Yes!
Okay, now we're going to put it at the beginning of the record.
Just a little taste there.
Oh, God.
All right. You get to hear me cue a record. I think I did that once before.
That was a 2-second song.
Okay.
That was a great song, actually. One of the best by the Descendants ever.
Okay, would you like to introduce All?
Well, actually, there's three songs. The first song is called All. Of course, the second song is called Coolidge. It's for all you cool guys out there. I know there's just so many of you. And the third song is called All, No All. And they're all three great songs.
And they're going out to the people moving into John Carroll University today.
Cool guys.
For all you people in Murphy,
Satowski.
Well, you, and all the ones we forgot, you can just turn off your radio.
Yeah, you guys don't even have to listen because we don't know about you either.
Yeah, okay. So here's some All on UJC.
Came up.
A beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. And since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Neighbors are people who are close to each other. So that's what we are right now, you and I. We're neighbors. I like it. Do you? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. And since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor?
That was the only top 40 hit ever by All. They remade it for Mr. Rogers. And I think, you know, it sounds great. Kind of, and now for a little bit more of Nitzer Ebb. It's Nitzer if you listen to All. If you don't, it's Nitzer.
That rounds it up to about... How many? What?
Hey!
Alaska Gulf. Sounding hot and blue, but a hot cornet can, like Betty Boop can do. A saxophone can go playing all night through, but a saxophone can't, like Betty Boop can do. This little miss would never miss a chance for vocal tuning. And anytime and anywhere you can hear this lady crooning. And auto horn can go down the avenue, but an auto horn can, like Betty Boop can do. Made of pen and ink, she can win you with a wink. Ain't she cute? Sweet Betty.
Everyone, it's up to you. Surely can be done.